5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Paul here, realestatepodcastshow.com. Just wanted to announce a new program that's been in testing for a little while, so a few of you have gotten to sign up on it via invitation only, and now it is open to the world, and it's going to probably be mostly contained to the Ontario, Toronto, GTA. But it's the better way, it's the smarter way, it's the faster way of finding out what your true home ownership maximum equity is, and it's via text. It's the easiest way that many of you have suggested that you like getting information, and obviously it gets delivered to you as quickly as, again, as you can possibly text, which is about as good as it gets. The number is 647-792-5658. Tried to keep it as simple as possible for this text hotline number, and that's really the whole point of making sure that you understand why those free market valuation flyers you've been getting in the mail for all these years have all been a little bit off. They haven't really given you all the details. Now, the thing that matters the most, and this is why I have no problem sharing this, because I don't think enough of you know the importance of the word equity. So this is going to be basically me telling you why this is more important than market value. You need to know how much money you actually have in the property, not just what its value is. You need to find out, of course, the full numbers. That includes, of course, factoring in what you owe, factoring in any additional costs that you will incur. If you've got any additional items attached to your mortgage in the form of a line of credit that has to be paid out, if it's, of course, if it's attached to your mortgage, you can't just sell the property. You have to have the line of credit paid out. And a lot of you don't find this out until way too late. So I am not the kind of person that likes surprises. I hate them. And not knowing anything about the selling process to me is criminal. You shouldn't be signing up with someone who hasn't gone through this, a lot. And in 21 years, I'm not talking about, I'm not getting into the numbers. I don't need to do that. You won't see me on a billboard. You won't see me in a garbage can. Thank God. What you will see me in is conversations with people that you know. Again, relationships are what I've always invested in, and that's why this, again, is the first of its kind that I'm aware of, is a simple way to text me. Again, this is a text-only line, so don't call it, because some of you seem to think that that's the way that I can get the best information. I can't do that, so I didn't set up a voice. There's no voice element on this. This is simply a text-only line. So the number again is 647-792-5658. And again, what I'll do is make sure that I go through all the question marks. And this is obviously, helping you with solutions. It's not about, again, just giving you an arbitrary number. Oh, 4 houses sold on your street for an average price of blah, blah, blah. Here, sign this listing. It's not supposed to be that way. And to be honest with you, it doesn't even happen that way with me. I need to actually get to know you, get to like you, and trust you. And this is something that you have to do with me. It has to happen, again, however long it takes is how long it takes. It can happen in a week sometimes. Sometimes it takes a month. Sometimes it takes years. And I'm fine with either or any of those options, simply because it's you that has to be comfortable with the move. And of course, more than ever, you have to be the one already mentally moved out of that property. Once I have my sign in your property, it's sold. It's not a matter of when, it's just if. It's not a matter of if, it's just when. That's really the whole point of this. So you're not going to be playing the pricing game. We're not going to be, taking any chances or risks. We're going to be basically planning out the whole move from start to finish, with obviously a couple of possible variations in that plan. But of course, again, once you're on the market, especially now, you could have as many as 50 people looking at that property in the first 5 minutes via online viewings. And some of them may be ready to bid via online information they see, like just the pictures, the 3D tours that I do, my podcast stories, which have been a huge, huge help to my clients in, you know, since I started them in the 2020, in 2020, I started doing these Soul Story podcasts, and I attach them now to every one of my listings, even my rentals, and including doing 3D tours, even for my rentals, just so that you know how important that is to me. I treat every single one of my properties like, you know, anybody might treat a $5 million property. And again, obviously helping you guys with your, you know, your one bedroom condos, your three bedroom homes, and even your mansions, because again, I really enjoy, you know, the variety that I get to handle. I love it when I get to handle a classic loft, and I love it when I'm dealing with an architecturally significant home, you know, like a $3-5 million property. I love those challenges, and I love telling those stories as much as I do, again, and on any property. And I make sure that the difference here is that your stories, your voices actually come through in the listings that I do. If you go to any of my sold stories, you'll actually hear, again, the words of the people who own the properties, which is way more important than what I'm saying. And it's always been that way. But now the medium is here, the podcast, as a way to, again, get that out to the world. So hopefully this message has been helpful. Again, of course, if you guys want to just go through the usual system of the website, you can do that, home.realestatepodcastshow.com. That's absolutely fine. But this is definitely about making sure that you guys have, again, the kind of information that I like to have. Again, what I want for myself, I want for you guys. I want you guys to have, again, just like literally at the touch of your phone to get that information and to have it sent to you. And I can send it to you by text as well. Obviously, the reports are sent out by email, but I can send you the summary of it via text. But it definitely does require an email as well. But again, the text just kind of gives me an idea of, okay, you know, here's the property, you know, here's what we owe, and, you know, give us some ideas, and I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions, obviously, and this is all, you know, privately between the two of us, to make sure that you have all the details that you need to, you know, possibly make a decision. Because again, if you're going to make a mortgage-free move, which again, a lot of you are talking about this, it's like one of the hottest topics I've handled because of the fact that I've actually helped some of you do this. If you're talking about making a mortgage-free move from Toronto to outside of here, where there's, you know, a chance for you to sell your property for 1.5 and buy something for between 5 and 7. You know, it takes a lot of planning to get there, but it's definitely doable, and it's happening. There's people doing it. I just helped a couple do that in the Danforth area just recently. So it's something that I can help you guys with and make sure that you are on the right page, and that you're following the right formula. And that's really important to do this with someone who's actually done it before, and not just before, but like, you know, last week, recently, and I do this regularly. So the good thing about this, without overdoing it, but because the fact is every listing I take on takes about 21 days for full preparation. Like I said, I need to know for sure that this is something you want to do. And until we're on the same page of things, then again, we don't move forward on anything. And when we do move forward, it's on a basis where you are the one who wants to move more than I want you to move. Because again, I'm not even putting you in contracts anymore. That's something that I've also gotten rid of, because I want the option that I want for myself when I'm dealing with anybody on, you know, something that, you know, is a high ticket transaction like this. I want the option to, you know, proceed or not proceed if I want to. So I've made sure to add that in so that both of us feel equally comfortable. Because if there's a point where you don't know, like, or trust that person, and there's some disconnect that happens, you can't do business with that person. It's just not necessary to do things like that. And I won't. And I'm giving you the option to have that choice as well. So hopefully this has been a helpful podcast. Thank you guys for being such amazing listeners. And again, you can text me again at that number with any of the real estate questions that you have. There is nothing too small, including what color should I paint the bathroom? I got that one recently. And again, I love it because it tells me that you guys are thinking about, you know, what you're doing. So if it's a renovation, if it's like, oh, thinking about moving to Oshawa, you know, how's the market? You know, how are condos doing in, you know, Calgary? I'm moving somebody out to Vancouver in a couple of weeks. Like anything that comes up, anything you need to, you know, find out about, you know, whether it's Vancouver or whether it's moving to Nova Scotia, wherever it is, I'm definitely the one that you want to start with. And again, the text number is my text hotline for Real Estate Podcast Show, 647-792-5658. Thanks again.